I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can read all of his work at BrownsZone.com. BrownsZone.com. And Scott joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm sitting here trying to think why, and when a play call works, it works. Okay. When it doesn't work, everybody screams. But why does Kevin Stefanski feel the need to maybe outthink himself at times when he's calling plays? Okay. On first and goal from the one, you didn't get Nick Chubb in. How about on second and goal from the one? You know what I mean? And that's the takeaway I have of this week. It's like sometimes you just don't need to be so creative, Scott.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh, we lost him.
Scott, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's easier to say that when you lose and when those plays don't work.
Sure.
But I get what you're saying. It seems really easy to just say, hey, with our running back and our offensive line, you're going to just run straight ahead of them and try to score a few, two, three, or four times. Your quarterback's really good at the sneak. So I get what you're saying. I would say that, hey, when you go heavy personnel with Michael Dunn and, you know, Yalba Forholt, you think we're going to catch them thinking run and we're going to get an easy pass completion for a touchdown. And we've seen that happen throughout the league,
yep.
But it didn't happen. And when it doesn't happen and you get a hole, all of a sudden you settle for a field goal, it looks like a terrible play call.
Scott, everyone's, you know, they want to point fingers after a loss like yesterday. I just, when you hear Kevin say this one's on me, after a while it starts it's white noise out there, and you're just trying to figure out exactly what he's saying, if it's really on him or not. Is it on him, or should we be pointing the finger in other places?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I don't know what he's supposed to say. Right? I mean, we certainly know by now he's not going to single out anybody, whether it's somebody on his coaching staff, whether it's a player. That's just not how he operates. So I know everybody, fans and media, are looking for someone to blame. So I think he just takes that upon himself. But when you look at yesterday's game, I do think that his play calls had a lot to do with the outcome of the game because they didn't work, right? I mean, if they'd worked, then obviously it's a whole other story. I was fine with the Browns going for it on the first drive as opposed to kicking a field goal. That's how they operate. They think that's the right. And if they thought it was going to be a high-scoring game and you needed touchdowns, not field goals, I didn't love the play call then, right? So I'm okay with the decision. I did not like the play call, which included keeping Nick Chubb and Harrison Bryant in as blockers. So they went max protect, only three guys out in the route. Nobody gets open. The play fizzles. They kind of did the same thing on that second and goal that I talked about. They don't go play action. They only send a couple guys out. It's not open right away. Jacoby kind of scrambles a little bit and Teller gets a hold. Like those play, I didn't love those play calls. I thought the decision making was fine. It was the play calls. And then I heard that clip before I got on. The screen game was not working, yet he continued to go with the screen game. The Njoku end around did not work. So there were several play calls that I think you can question Kevin Stefanski, and obviously they didn't work, so you can certainly question him. And that's why I think maybe of more than most games, it's okay to talk a lot about Kevin Stefanski. Now, having said that, I thought the first three games of the year, he did a great job calling plays.
I don't disagree with you on that. I don't even get mad about yesterday, except for the fact that they didn't work. And so you wonder, okay, well, if they had blocked better, whatever, who knows? But they didn't work yesterday. The thing that gets me, and it just will forever get me, you've got such a prolific running game. And you've obviously not shied away from it because you're number two in the NFL in running the football. So you're playing to your strength most of the time, Scott. But you're not playing to your strength when you're down on the goal line. Yesterday, I know it's in particular, it's one situation. But still, that's the strength of this football team. If you have Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and no disrespect to Jacoby, because I think he's done a fine job filling in for the most part. But if you have Deshaun Watson, maybe you're able to create something more. But you don't have Deshaun Watson. Play to your strength. Take the ball out of the hands of your quarterback.
Yeah, I completely get that, Jeff. And, you know, it's a balance, right, is how many times can you run it before the defense does everything in its power to take that away. You know, you saw early the Falcons were obviously geared up to stop the run, and they ran play action early, and it worked to perfection. And that's why they marched the ball down to the two-yard line on their first drive without really any resistance. So you have to find that balance. But when you come back to it at the one-yard line, I'm with you. And I'm not always – I don't always believe that. I think sometimes you have to throw the ball, and it depends on the situation. It depends
agreed.
On the defense.
Yep, agreed.
But in that situation, just because Nick Chubb got stopped on first and goal from the one, I would have run it at least one or two more times. I just would have, and the decision to pass cost the Browns 4 points because they wind up settling for a field goal. And it also, you know, who knows, they went, you talk about outthinking yourself, they went Nick Chubb with like a short set. He was kind of lined up where the fullback is. Maybe they thought they would catch Atlanta in something, but they didn't. And that's what it boils down to. I think they thought they would catch Atlanta off guard on a couple different things, including the hurry-up snap on that first third and one, on the first drive, and none of them caught Atlanta off guard. Atlanta had an answer for all those things.
All right, Scott, here's a big concept question. If Kevin's play calling is based on their analytical information, okay, that's fine if it is. But if it's based on analytical information and you're taking the gut instincts of the coach out of it, then couldn't Alex Van Pelt call the same plays while Kevin oversaw the entire operation, defense, special teams, and offense, which seems to be an area where maybe things could be tidied up all the way around. Is that accurate, you think, that most of these calls are coming from analytics, or are they coming from Kevin's gut?
No, I don't think that's accurate, Jeff. I think the decision whether to go for it or not comes from analytics. I don't think the play calls come from analytics.
Okay. Interesting. Do you like the idea that maybe this team needs somebody to oversee everything? And
I go back and forth on that. Like, I don't think Kevin Stefanski's play calling is the issue. I thought yesterday it was. But like I said, I thought he called a great game the first three games of the year. So it's tough for me to okay, now you got to take the play calling responsibilities away. But when you bring in the big picture aspect of it, I get what you're saying. I'm just not convinced that would make that big a difference. Like, I don't, you know, if you want to point to that, it wasn't really a busted coverage, but that big play Atlanta had late in the game to set up that field goal, right? I'm not sure Kevin Stefanski not being the play caller has any impact on that at all. And I don't know if it has any impact on the fact that they can't return a kickoff, right? Like, I'm just not sure that him being the play caller affects those things.
All right, I'm looking at the schedule coming up again, and I see every great quarterback in the NFL, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, you're missing all these guys on the defensive line. How does this thing get fixed? And, you know, I know the Chargers gave up a little bit in the second half, but is this fixable? Or is this just kind of sit and take your lumps until Deshaun gets here? And there's probably going to be lumps when Deshaun gets here too.
Well, I mean, it's certainly fixable because they're one play away from winning a game yesterday. And they should have beaten the Jets. Like they should be 4-0. So like, I don't feel like this is a sinking ship. I feel like they've blown chances to be in a great position. And to me, there's a big difference in those things. Now, you know, I think when you look at 2-2 facing the schedule they're going to face, that's really difficult, which is why they needed to be 3-1 or 4-0. And they would have been sitting atop the NFC North with a little bit of a cushion because the schedule does get that much harder. But they're moving the ball up and down the field. I think when you get Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney back, the defense will be better. Now, I don't know if Jacoby Brissett can go throw for throw with Justin Herbert or the offense can go yard for yard with Justin Herbert, and you can say that about the Bengals and the Ravens. But like, I think the first four games the Browns played well enough to win all of them. The disappointing part is that they didn't win two of them, And all of a sudden, the schedule's going to get a lot harder, and the challenge week in and week out will be that much more difficult.
Scott Petrak's joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read all of his work at brownzone.com. 50 of the Browns' 95 points allowed this year, Scott, have come in the fourth quarter. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and obviously it's killing them. You know, yesterday it was Atlanta figured out that they would that it could run the ball, and I don't know why it took them that long to figure it out.
I was wondering.
15 straight times,
Kevin Bryant.
Yeah.
And that made a huge impact. Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney are really good against the run. But finally, Arthur Smith came to his senses and started running the ball. But it's a through line throughout the whole season. It's not just yesterday. But, you know, it's not like a halftime adjustment thing because that would kick in the third quarter. So the fact that it's the fourth quarter, I don't know if the guys are getting worn down. I don't know if it's the moment being too big for them or if it's just, you know, a bunch of bad luck put together. But yesterday was a combination of they could not stop the run, and then they gave up one really long pass play. And when it happens in the fourth quarter, it's magnified, and it costs you games. And we've seen it cost the Browns two games this year that it shouldn't have cost them.
Amari Cooper had a missing in action game. Was it the Falcons' defense? Was it the Browns' offense not figuring out how to get him the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. The Falcons corner did a good job on him, Terrell, I think. And he did a good job because they were trying, A.J. Terrell, they were trying to go to him on some, and Terrell had good coverage. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it's a scheme and a play call, and, you know, Jacoby Brissett had other options sometimes. So it's tough because he had two such good games in a row. You figure, okay, you got to figure out a way to get him the ball. And they did. Now, Donovan Peoples-Jones had a better game. David Njoku caught some balls early. But you need to see Cooper have more impact than two catches. And they tried to go to him a couple times in the red zone, and Jacoby Brissett didn't try to fit the ball into him. But that's not good enough, right? Two catches for 9 yards, that's just not good enough for Amari Cooper.
All right, let's get it back together. That's all. Keep running Nick Chubb, and I think they'll be all right. It's such a therapy Monday right now. I mean, I'm just curious what – like, what kind of response have you had from readers about yesterday? Because it just seems like pitchforks are ready. Everybody's lining up like the marching band to go downtown to figure out how to get another coach in there.
Yeah, that's the reaction, right? It's a lot of Kevin Stefanski stinks and fire Joe Woods. And I get it. I get the passion. I love the passion. But I do feel like it is overreaction. And you need to take a step back. You need to say, okay, is Kevin Stefanski still a good play caller? I think so.
I do,
too. Is he still a good coach? I think so. And how do you fix the things that have gone wrong? And just because the play doesn't work doesn't mean the decision was wrong, right? Like, I'm with Kevin Stefanski on that. When just because fourth and you go for it on fourth and two and it fails, that doesn't mean you should never go for it on fourth and two again. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have gone for it there. Like, you have to think wider than one example. And I get that it's tough for people to do that. But I do think that's necessary. Maybe not during the game, maybe not the next day, but at some point you have to take a step back and say, okay, this is the reason he's okay as a play caller, especially after this one game.
Scott, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
right,
Scotty.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.